Welcome to Let Me Say This. It's your girl D.
This your girl Dazzy.
This your girl Shay. You can find us on IG at @letmesaythis.
If y'all want to email us, y'all can email us at letmesaythis1@gmail.com.
So y'all go ahead and like and subscribe and follow us.
Because we got that action.
Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day from the ladies of Let Me Say This.
Hola.
Hey.
I don't fuck with y'all.
And another one.
What?
Man, you know we just as crazy as you, so.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Let me get some backup.
Good morning. Okay, we're gonna put out the group album first, then we're gonna do our solo project afterwards.
What's
good?
Okay. Oh my goodness. How are everybody feeling this morning?
I'm alright. It's as cold as a month.
It's fucking burr outside.
It's too cold.
No. I'm a little beat. I'm a
little
tired.
I see that eye you sliding to the side.
Little tired.
Oh my god.
A little rough one.
I'm about to say, yeah, it's been a week. Care to share?
Care to share?
Care to share?
What happened, Poonah? What's happening?
Oh, Lord, we're 2 cars down, and we only got 2. Shoot.
That's a struggle. Oh, I ain't got time for that.
Man. Oh, but shout out to my sister, Dee, for coming through in the clutch.
Yes, Dee.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Got you, girl.
Yes. Because show no, we was on the side of the road, okay? Ooh. On the side of the road.
Got you, girl.
The car wouldn't move.
Move.
Wouldn't move. It was like, my leg broke. Now I ain't going nowhere. Nope. Dang. And that was one night. Then the next night.
Jesus.
In the other car, the same shit happened. But this time it said, bitch, I lost my shoe.
Oh, my gosh.
The damn tire was rolling down the damn street.
I would have been stressed. I would have been like, listen, I got to take a day.
My husband's so mad. I thought he was going to pull his steering wheel off the dashboard. He was so pissed.
No. Then that would be another thing to fix.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I understand though, because I can't imagine being in no crisis like that. Like, it's bad enough getting a flat tire before the shit to roll down the street.
Exactly, watching it roll down the
like,
street.
Like, what can you do? You can't chase
God.
It.
You can't chase it.
You just gotta let it roll.
Oh my gosh. Yes. It is what it is.
And the crazy part is, as far as we were from home, I'm glad we didn't take the highway. Some say, see, the Lord put my spirit.
Girl, can you imagine?
Don't get on the highway going through the city.
Yes, you better listen to
that. The city.
Godly voice. You better hear it.
So, okay.
Okay.
I was listening. It's wide open, and I received it. Therefore, we didn't kill nobody or ourselves.
All right.
Praise
that.
Okay. All right now. Shoot, because that would have been a tragedy. Not only the tire, but us too. Can you imagine?
Oh, no.
Because it was an abrupt stop. We'd have been in the middle of the highway.
Mm-mm.
You know
what I mean? Like that scares me.
Huh?
You. Oh, my gosh. Like, I would panic. I'm not built for situations like that. I would panic.
Mm-mm.
I would lose it.
Lose your mind. Mm-hmm. I've had situations where my ball joints pop.
Oh.
But luckily, it was always when I was moving slow, like turning into a parking lot or something like that. And I'm like, praise God, it never happened on the highway. Like, it was the time I just got off the highway.
Mm.
And then I went into the 7-Eleven parking lot.
Boom. Boom.
Ball joint. Pop. I was like, ooh, Jesus, you good to me, Lord.
Okay.
Couldn't believe that shit. But
I'm say covered. All right. Amen. Covered.
Yeah, I mean, because I don't even have anything to add to that because.
You ain't been through them traumas.
And I prayerfully. Would not have to experience. The Lord know who to give to shit to. It's no way.
She not ready for this.
It's no way. He'd be like, listen, I ain't ready for the leader's earth. So I'm going to leave her alone. I ain't about
she
to
not
throw
even
this
gonna leave
her.
The earth for the situation. Right. She going to leave the earth because of her panic and anxiety. So we not going to do this to her. We not going to give her this test yet.
Oh,
she not
my
ready.
Gosh.
Yes, because my anxiety was so ready to kick in. But thank the Lord for some stress relieving sex last night. That's why I'm tired.
That's a wonderful reason to be tired. Okay. Get you some Z's later, sis.
That's fine. Hey, okay.
If it wasn't for y'all bing, bing, binging on my phone this morning.
Nigga was
you was up there, huh? Because you was hitting them texts.
I'm glad.
You went that.
The crazy part is my phone is usually on Do Not Disturb. But I turned it off last night.
You better have on a Sunday night. It better be off. Nobody play up your ass on Monday morning looking for you. Beeping the horn outside.
Right. I was
Millie
I was Millie rocking on her ring bull thing.
So her ass is going to
get up.
I need the clip.
Chat Millie rock for any block.
Yes.
Out there partying on camera.
Yes, I was.
Mm. It's too cold. I'd have been mad. I'm over here. I freeze. Help me.
She hear everyone coming.
Keeping me warm. Yeah, he came. Oh. Bitch was upstairs.
Still get ready.
Yeah.
So much yet.
I said, is your titties out? I had to yell before I came back. Is your okay and decent up there?
Oh, she's never decent.
This bitch really got me on the mid. Look.
There you go.
Hey, it's not a game.
This
you see, I kept that one hand. Hell yeah! You see, I kept that one hand in the pocket. Though. Keep that bitch warm. It's cold, DC. It's cold.
Come on here.
Okay.
I ain't hit the buzzer at the time with my dumb ass. I'm still Millie rocking. Looking on my phone, still was.
Girl.
Wait, this was she rung it.
Like, oh, maybe I should ring the bell.
Yeah.
Maybe I should ring the bell. But it's all right.
Ding dong.
Right.
You seen it before her that I said I was outside her house, didn't you?
Probably. I did.
I was in the bathroom. Phone was on the charger.
Phone was on the charger in the bathroom like me.
Okay. You did say you did that. You're smart now. Smart.
Oh man. I don't know. My week was straight, I guess. I don't know. When Monday come around, I just draw a blank. What do I do this week?
It's a whole new
same slate. Thing always. Yeah. I finally finished my hair.
Yeah.
Praise
yeah.
Up.
Yeah, we gotta tap it up for that.
Oh my God, y'all. I just started my sister log journey and this shit here. I had no idea. I should have never took on this task by myself. I'm glad I did though, because now I feel accomplished.
Yes.
It took this big head, bitch. 2 weeks. 2 whole weeks to get this hair done. That was my greatest feat of the week. So shout out to me for that.
Yes, honey.
And that's all I got. That's all I had the strength for this week. Mine's the regular, being a mom and having a job. It's done.
It's done, child.
It's done, and it's going to be done forever.
It is complete.
My kid was like, oh, when you take that out, it's going to take you forever. I'm like, take it out.
Oh, she
he's ain't
know.
Coming out.
Yeah, she
uh-uh, boo.
No.
This is permanent. This ain't coming out.
Not going nowhere.
Desi, what was you up to this week?
Not a damn thing. Just with the boys. I've had 4 days off this week.
Oh, you showing off?
I go back to work tomorrow. Yes. I've been chilling, trying to get a little sleep, waking up at like 10 with my eye half open. I ain't doing nothing.
Real fancy.
But yeah, like you said, though, the week now starting over, so here we go.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun,
We need some hype music. I'm about to get this shit on a
get
this
shit lit.
I can get back to my regularly scheduled program and this head's out the way.
Yes.
This was a setback.
You was having to put it into the...
Man, what? I wasn't able to do other things that I need to do.
A chick about to be on the train.
Oh, welcome.
A
lot.
I do. You know, just to that motherfucker. Though.
Just to it.
At the end of the day, the ride better be out. Because I ain't got time.
I got freaking overtime tomorrow. I want to see how this going to work.
Oh, what time?
Because technically, I'm off tomorrow. We get an in lieu day.
Oh, y'all fancy.
So if your day off falls on a holiday, then you get an extra day off. Yeah, so technically I'm off. But my stupid behind. They signed up for overtime.
Who you on? Like,
that was your day off, right? That's what it was.
What do you mean?
We're going to pay you a little extra. That's about it. That's all I can give you.
Right, we're going to make it work. One of these calls better do something. We selling both them bitches.
Oh, shit.
You got to go.
Damn. Make some calls.
Like that.
Y'all got you. All them handyman mechanics, y'all got them roaming around. Y'all need to come look at my shit.
I mean, true.
Y'all up shop in that alley, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how this scary bitch gonna feel on the train.
Who me? I catch the train sometimes.
All the weapons.
Me and the husband catching together. I sure enough do. You know I'm hypervigilant because I don't know what. Hand be in the pocket with the knife. Ready. Skim. Your ass over there.
You gonna leave this homeless man alone. He ain't bothering you.
Trying to get some warmth. Yeah, he's great. She over there washing.
Uh-huh. You walk over here, put your hand out, you fuck around, lose a finger.
Oh, Lord.
Your ass smack.
Don't do it, y'all.
So watch for y'all, watch for her ass on these metros.
Oh, my God.
Because she's vicious.
And just because headphones is in my ear does not mean I can't hear.
How about that?
Mm. Yeah. I want you to think of me and I can't hear that.
I want you to hear it. Leave
you
me
better
alone.
Leave me alone. That's what that means. Universal sign. Don't bother
don't
me.
Talk to me.
Okay.
That's
about it. Yeah. Hope y'all was living good lives this week.
Okay.
You know? Staying warm if you in a cold motherfucker like we is.
Okay.
Ooh. It's burr. Make sure you... Yeah, put the scarves around your necks and the heads on your cover your extremities, because that's what keep you cold.
Mm-hmm. Yes, them fingers.
Put some socks on. This bitch hate wearing socks, I'll tell you that. But I had some socks on today. I sure did. Had these toes warm. All right, but moving along.
Look, I had to look at my nails.
Have y'all seen A Fall from Grace, this new Tyler Perry joint on Netflix?
I've seen the trailer.
Listen,
I'm saying what's going on.
So, I would give the movie a 7 out of 10.
Oh,
and that's not bad. It was a good movie. The twist at the end was what made me push it over a 5.
Mm.
Tyler Perry. And I'm trying to figure out, first, listen, that's my man's, okay? I love him. I'm going to support him. Whatever he put out, I'm watching.
Hell yeah.
Just because of who he is. Babu,
uh-oh.
Where was the budget for this movie? Because these wigs was horrid. Everybody wig. Then they had, it was a shower wig. Scene, right, with the lead woman.
Mm-hmm.
The bitch had the wig on in the shower, right? And I was just like, why would they do this? It was so bad. It was so bad. It was like stringy. It was bad.
Looked like
the wigs, Tyler Perry wig. It looked like some pubic hair. It was so bad.
Yes,
then the main nigga, high top fade. Girl, it was just bad. All the wigs was bad. You know Mama Felicia can't look bad, though.
No, yes. She
looked
good.
She's about the only one.
Aging gracefully.
Right. But come on with that. Then the man, I don't know if y'all are misleading on social media. They would talk about the dude. He was an extra. So it was this part of the movie where... the lead characters were in a diner. This was their first date.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how they show like the ambiance in the background. Mm-hmm. The dude sitting at the table eating fake food and drinking fake water. Uh-huh. The glass was empty. But
what?
he was sipping, girl. Like he was drinking the best
we
wine in town.
No water?
Did you see him with the fuck eating the air? Girl, he was killing it.
Stop it.
Shout out to you, Grandpa. Yes, he did that. He made it believable. I thought he was eating a 5-star meal.
Okay. I gave my man some eggs.
Oh, my gosh. But, I mean, the movie was good. And I'm just, I try not to be so judgmental. But I'm, like, a huge movie buff. So, like, when shit ain't right.
Right. It call it out. Right. Yeah.
But it was good. Some parts had me like, what? Like, that don't even make sense. It was just like, okay, it was one part of the movie when Felicia Rashad, the premise of the movie is this older lady, I was about to say elderly, this older lady
damn,
meets this young dude, and he makes her fall in love with him. And then once they get married, this nigga flips the fucking script. And she loses everything. Ends up in jail. This lawyer lady comes into her life. And
initially, the main character wants to plead guilty to the crimes that she's been accused of, but the lawyer convinces her not to because she believes that she's innocent. Mm. Then it does, like, this backtrack on the history of her and her husband and all this other stuff. And then it gets to the final scene and the shit just blow up in your face. Mm. But it was this one scene. So the main character had a best friend, Sarah, who was played by Felicia Rashad. Mm-hmm. It was this one scene where the lawyer goes to see Felicia Rashad to get, I guess, you know, a little history mm-hmm. on her client. So she walks in and Felicia Rashad is like, hey, do you want some coffee? This bitch get a teapot off the stove. Mm-hmm. So coffee go in the teapot now?
How do you do that? Is it instant coffee?
That's what I'm like, what happened? it was just little stuff that didn't make sense. And I'm just like, you got to pay attention to the details because niggas is watching. Yeah. Yeah. We don't miss a beat.
We don't beat a beat. Okay? Hey, your ass on Twitter real quick.
Man, what? Speaking of attention to detail.
Oh, gosh.
This mask that sis is wearing. So. You we ain't missing it. We seen you, girl.
We seen you. You're missing Cardi.
You're the mask singer.
The mask singer.
Shit, maybe she getting up for it. You never know.
Yes, Cardi been wearing
next season about to come out.
Ski mask for the last, I'm going to say 2 weeks that I've seen. But she's been to Starburn, which is her best friend. Mm-hmm. Baby shower. She mm-hmm. had it on then. That's when I first noticed it. But moving forward, she's been in Paris for like the last week. I know Offset, like,
he debuted his music, right?
Yeah, his clothing and stuff like that. And he did a collab with somebody. But the whole week in Paris, she had on a ski mask. I mean, don't get me wrong, bitch. Look, baby girl was bomb.
Okay.
I was like, bitch, work that shit. You hit me. But it was just like, okay, so what is going on, though? What is under that damn mask?
I don't know. Walking mask, around looking like the flyest bank robber ever.
I mean, but first.
What's under the mask, so Cardi?
A facelift?
I'm thinking it's a nose job.
Nah, really? Because her nose is out in the baby shower picture.
It is?
Yep. Only thing that's not out is her bottom half of her face.
I hope she can get them lips done and get them fucked up.
No, they did.
I seen the lips.
The lips was there. It's I the can't bottom remember. Half.
I seen a video of her and Offset in some art gallery. Uh-huh. The Supreme. They was looking at the Supreme sculptures or whatever. But no, that's the only thing I seen of her with the mask. And I can't really recall what was showing or what wasn't. I just know the bitch's whole face was covered.
Mole. But, you know, the mask could be, like, just forming it the way it is.
I hope she didn't. Girl, you are gorgeous. Don't be out here. Yes. Lil' Kim and us. We ain't got time for that.
She said she recently had a facelift.
Oh. Is that the keep it tight?
Possibly. What? The mask is to hide the bruising.
Why would she do that?
You know she gonna bruise, girl. She gonna
bruise. Why would she do that?
See, her whole chin is covered. It's the bottom half of her face. Her lips are out. Her nose out.
What is she doing out in these
streets? Her nose is funny,
too,
though. It's like a little...
Well, you know,
yeah,
so
she got a little Michael Jackson going on.
Oh, it is. Let me look.
I don't like that. Come on, Cardi.
She's too beautiful for that. Yes. I mean...
Nah, bitch, because if you ugly, I can't support. I can't do it.
If you I'm not
having that again.
I like that jacket.
I'm not having that again. If you look weird,
I know she
gonna
look real fly with it though, right?
She better look fly with it. So the tech call, get the attention off of your ski mask.
We know she got the boob job. We know she done got shit tightened up all around the body. It's which right. That's fine. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If it's for you, it's for you. But yeah, leave your face alone.
Yeah,
leave your face alone.
That be the thing. Especially when it's not needed. It's not wanted.
It's not needed.
You did not need to do anything to your face.
Mm-hmm. She gonna roll up a nigga will start emptying their pockets.
Oh my god. Burglary.
Take it all, man. You can have everything.
She
you
say
and
fine.
Oh shit, Cardi, is that you?
Give that shit back. Yes. Nice. All right, well, I'm waiting for the big reveal. How about that?
How about dun, that? Dun, but she dun. Do got an album, I think, dropping this year, so maybe she gonna give it to us then.
Please,
she gonna have that little single or something.
She gonna have that little man dimple.
Mm. Oh no!
In the middle of her chin.
No.
Y'all niggas gotta stop us sometimes too, okay? Because she's a married woman, so you got a man at home. At what point do you say, baby? Nah, I'm good. Like, stop it.
I feel like in a little article, she said, it's like, my money.
Let her
I
just
work
do what
hard.
She gotta do, cause he fucked up. So he's still making up. He said, all right, if you
want it,
if we gotta do that, I mean,
When you're in the doghouse, so much again, you can say or do.
It's really funny with the, it's my money, I do what I want with it. It's my body, I do what I want with it.
Yeah,
which is true. But like, if you needed it, then I would be all right with it.
And
but she like,
come out with them little Kim cheekbones, her nose.
I'm not ready for that. Dang. That's gonna hurt me.
You addicted to plastic surgery? She said she was addicted to money. Lord,
it must really be addictive. Because like be, yeah. When people get it, then they get it again and get it again and keep getting that shit. What they putting in there?
Crack. Oh. Once they see shit go right, I think that's what it is. Maybe.
Some crack.
I can endure the pain. Ooh. Ooh, maybe I should get this. Mm-mm. I'm gonna go back to the same doctor. He did me good. Fuck type that. Shit. I don't know, but it's ridiculous.
Cut it out. Or
keep,
everybody.
Keeping all this jiggle fat.
Everybody.
Man, what?
All this jiggle. Every last bit of it.
If you don't like it, it ain't for you.
Okay. Okay. If I can't work it out, tighten it up with a few dumbbells and
some squats. Okay. Lift some weights.
Bitch, yes. How you good? Get this thing. Okay. I don't know because I'm scared of them knives.
Yeah, oh me God. Too. I can't do it. I feel
I
like
I'm, wake up.
I'm being vain, okay. And the Lord's gonna be like, "See,
you died over some
that's
shit like
get.
That."
Yeah,
no. How you feeling? Act up in heaven,
okay?
Everybody gonna look at you sideways. This bitch up here because she died on the surgery. Right. Everybody whispering about you and shit. I don't got time. I ain't trying to go up in heaven like that.
No, not so, even.
Yeah, not good.
Wow. Well. Mm-mm. The big reveal.
We'll see.
We shall see. What the
fuck?
So.
Are you guys ready for this good old what the fuck, people?
Sure.
Then what the fuck is up with these people's bathroom etiquette? Y'all motherfuckers is nasty.
These people.
We talking y'all
about the white
folk.
People?
All the people.
All the people. I ain't discriminating because I done seen some nasty, stinking, hot curry smelling ass. If you get all that.
Oh,
get nasty asses. You need to wash that curry off your hands. Get some soap.
Determined.
I don't know, but I mean, if you, come on now.
You
come
can't
on.
Off your fingers.
Come on, you can't smell you like curry and right? piss. Pissy curry ass. So,
stop.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, honey, don't y'all hate. Please, don't y'all hate. It'll be a bathroom. Bathroom empty. You go in there, you by yourself, you go in your nice little stall, you know, clean. You know, you got to put the seat down because they just cleaned the bathroom and all that. You good. You like, yay. All of a sudden, you look up and it's feet next to you. Why?
Yeah, that'd be the
why?
Same.
Like I said, this bathroom.
It's 40 stalls in here. Two of us, and you come right next right to next. Me. What is this?
Yeah.
Why do y'all do that
what,
shit?
What, you scared? You don't want
to
be alone?
Like, then, what is that? I'm trying to find the furthest. If I see feet, I'm going like 12 stalls down.
Exactly.
Give me my privacy, please.
No, and then God you sit down it. And then you hear this loud ass fart.
Oh,
see, don't no. come next to me, shit.
And then poop. Yes.
Don't do that.
Especially when I know it's space in here.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to call you out. I'm going to be like, bitch, I do all the time. Like, damn, you can't find a couple stalls down? I go off.
What your stinking ass? No goddamn sense.
Oh, I hit a, oh my God, what is that? Did you want to be stupid? I'm going to put your ass right on blast. Mm-mm.
No. No, but not.
Oh my gosh.
This is my thing. Like, oh no. Why? I was in the daggone Burlington, right? We in the store. Shit. We were just chilling, just, you know, just shopping. I was like, all right, let me go ahead and run to the bathroom real quick. Go in there. I'm like, all right. Come out. It was a white lady in there. Like, she, you know, just used the bathroom, came out. And I look up, and this bitch walked straight out the door.
I mean, they do it all the time. All the time. Y'all want to clean their nose and all that and then throw it in the trash and then keep it
walk
moving.
Walk on out.
I'd be like, sis.
Disease.
So you not going to wash your hands?
I said.
That's why they got them on.
Mm-hmm. You nasty ass, trifling ass, dirty ass bitch. And the lady out there, my husband was like, the lady out there was like, who is that? He was like, my wife. You can hear me all the way out in the
cussing
store. Yes. And then when I come out the bathroom, I'm still going
off. Then she going and ruffling through the clothes.
No, that wasn't the bad part. When I came out the bathroom, she had an infant. She went and touched the damn infant in the face.
The baby.
The baby. Build up the baby immunity.
No.
What kind of immunity?
I mean, I don't know.
Do that shit at home.
Staph infection? What the fuck?
The baby's immune to it now. The mother just gave it to
it's dirty.
Damn, and the shots on. You don't need his immunity.
No, we don't need that.
We good.
We just don't wash our hands in this house.
Nasty. Fucking dirty ass.
Oh my god.
Trifling.
Yeah.
What you she probably hand, pissed on her fingers.
Hand washing in the mud. She be.
But no.
Courtesy flush.
Courtesy flush.
That is my number one pet peeve. And don't tell me that it's not possible, bitch, because I do it all the fucking time. I don't want to smell your festering poop. It's
not
fucking
festering.
Disgusting. Right. And then I'm like, oh my gosh. And prayerfully, you have a cleanup crew that cares about the bathroom. Yeah. Yes. That's going to come in and spray a little poopery. After you
whatever,
you, gotta do. You know the one for the toilet is called poopery.
Yeah, I
was saying it actually works.
You said it do?
It does. It actually works.
But I'm like, come on, like, golly.
No. Oh yeah, and please look back
to make sure you didn't leave a mess.
Okay.
Please how about that? Okay, because I ain't gonna front. I'm one of the squatters. I'm a squatter.
I do too.
I don't got time. I don't be feeling like putting that damn cover on the seat.
I only use it if it's necessary.
Yeah, if and that's a if I have to. Like, right. Oh shit, I can't stop it. So we got to
right.
So I'm gonna put the seat cover on it because I got to be comfortable. But now, if I'm pissing, I'm not fitting to do that. And I'm gonna squat. Now, how the hell is they getting it on the floor, though? My aim is impeccable. You hear me?
That's them Kegels, girl.
They
ain't got that shit tight.
They ain't tightening that shit up.
They keep it tight.
Got to do your exercises. Let it come out, stop it. Let it come out, stop it. Man. And you won't have to worry about no bullshit like that.
Yeah,
and if
know.
I make a mess on the toilet, wipe that shit up.
Please.
They don't wipe nothing. Take a little tissue That's and wipe that shit up.
Okay, yes. Please be neat and wipe the seat.
How about
okay.
that? How about that? I like
they
that.
They be having little signs on the door and everything. It say it. Weed, bitch.
To elaborate on that, there's a freaking compartment door trash can for your personal items, lady.
Oh.
They don't belong on the floor, on the top of the rack of the thing to be in there. They don't belong in the toilet. Wrap them bitches up and put them in the trash.
Please, wrap them up. Did you hear?
Yes,
wrap them up.
That's most important.
Oh my God.
Because I hate when I throw them on in and it's just blood.
Yes, bitches just got that shit just in
all these bloodborne packages, bitch, I'm going to find you a kid. What is?
Yes, my mother told me that when I first got on.
Yes.
Desiree, when you take it off, wrap that bitch in tissue. That's so nasty to me when I see that. Boss just throwing the tampon or the pad
just
in
just
the box.
Make it.
Yes.
And then you just touched it out your vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Touch the thing with your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Then just, like, it's just blood.
Too much.
Yeah. Now everybody contaminated.
That's
why y'all got your germs.
Fucking disgusting.
Oh,
that's nasty. Mm-hmm. I need y'all to get that shit together because we not about to do this. Okay? And leaving wads of fucking tissue and shit in the toilet. Piss.
Like, just make sure it flushes.
Please flush.
And if it didn't go down, flush
again.
How about that?
And again, until it's empty.
Okay.
If it's broke, bitch.
Shit.
I know. Tell
a person. Yeah. This is out of order.
Say something.
The toilet's not working. Right. Tell a bitch behind you. Don't use that, my girl.
Sis. Okay.
Not that.
And I've heard people be like, oh, it's supposed to automatic flush.
No.
It has the manual button.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it flushes.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. They are terrible. She I always make sure my ass is clean. I can't. Okay, so my aim is okay. But ain't nobody got time for that. Because once I stop in, I can't stop nothing. It's just coming.
Oh my
just
God.
It. So I'm the one of the ones who layers the seat. And I be like this, dancing, because I got to pee. But I'm layering.
Damn, you pissed on the
I got to go. Okay. And I be like,
at least be in the quickness. I will be doing the pee dance because I gotta make sure it's clean.
Yes,
I take my little toilet paper out, wipe it down, checking everywhere. Do I need to clean anywhere else?
Yes.
If I expose
myself
in here,
right?
That too. That's another thing.
I've seen some nasty shit. Y'all ever seen somebody wipe shit or blood on a fucking wall in the store?
Child.
I mean,
how and why?
I probably said, fuck this whole bathroom and left the
Half the time you can't even find them daggone people in there. Depends on where you are. I make sure. I got specific bathrooms I go to in public if I'm out. For real. Like, I can't.
Never pick the ones on the end.
Hell no. You know what I usually do? Sometimes I pick the first one because most people don't want to go to the first one.
Because they scared that the first one is, yep. But really, it's not because nobody goes to the first one.
Yep. And I'm always looking for the one where you can tell it was just clean because the seat still be up. Mm-hmm. Let me get that because I got time for that extra shit. Some
tips for you clean people out
there. Yes.
You dirty motherfuckers, stay away from my first floor. We ain't playing floor. They're listening.
Oh, that's where they go to the first one.
Hey, another one. Yeah. And it's love when it's a single bathroom by itself. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm good with that. Except for when you get one where homeless people just came out.
I was about to say, I don't like using like the family restrooms or like the single occupant. Them be the messiest ones to me.
No.
Right? I go in there and just do whatever because ain't nobody in there to clean up for.
No, I was in this Froyo shop, y'all, on life. This shit was crazy. So I was like, all right, usually I go in there because they keep the bathroom nice and clean. Went in there one day, it was a girl and a guy. The girl was sitting at the table, the guy had just came out the bathroom when I was going to the bathroom. I opened the bathroom door. Mm-mm. Oh my God, it looked like somebody just took a grenade full of shit and just threw it in the bathroom. It was shit everywhere. Oh, I'm talking about on the toilet, on the walls, on the floor. I don't get. Oh my gosh. Y'all know me. I am so unfiltered. I be snapping, especially in public. I snapped off. You talking about somebody freaking out? I went the fuck off. And that you got to be the nastiest, dirtiest, trifling, stinking and ass motherfucking. And then you got the nerve to sit over here and act like you don't hear me going over this. I was going off. And I was like, I wish that bitch would get up and say something. You hanging with this dirty ass, nasty ass, trifling ass.
Even if it wasn't him, the fact that you went in there and closed the doors.
Right, and you
said
you seen it.
You seen it. It was a homeless dude that went in there before me. But shut your ass.
Nigga, nah.
Okay.
I'd have held that.
Okay. Mm-mm. Y'all be courteous though to the people that gotta clean the shit too. Like, yeah, that's why you clean that behind yourself.
I don't even think about that. Who only because of how I am, but like I would be pissed. That's probably why the shits be staying dirty because people are
being like, I'm not cleaning this shit.
You better get you a mask like Cardi B and take your ass in.
Oh, okay. I had a situation like that when I was still working in food service. The person, I don't know who the fuck went in there, used the bathroom, the shit was fucked up. Neighbor had me, because the cashier usually cleans the bathroom at the end of the shift mm-hmm. and makes sure the dining room good and then you can go home. So I go in there to look at the bathroom. Girl, I turn right back. I say, come on, tell the manager, bring his ass, because I am not cleaning this. Because
this nigga did not you do his that? Job.
But guess clean what? The manager bathroom. Cleaned that motherfucker. He was like, let me go ahead and clean it. Hell yeah. I was like, if you ain't willing to do it, neither am I. How about that?
Right?
But he cleaned that motherfucker, and it's okay now.
Oh, that's right. Yes. So,
shout out to the clean bathrooms. Just want to give
you a round of applause. Thank you.
I really do appreciate y'all.
We do. We do.
Because, I know how filthy some of these folks can be.
Okay. So, with that said, wash your goddamn hands.
Mm-hmm.
Flush the goddamn toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Be neat and wipe the goddamn seat.
Mm-hmm.
And, have a great day. I'm just saying. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
All right. Get into this.
Topic
of the week. Does your friend circle support your growth?
Huh. Well.
That is the question.
Do they, right?
Does your friend circle support your growth?
Does your friend circle support your growth?
You know, it's a little tricky here. So, I've come to the summation that just in general, not necessarily... Not necessarily my specific friend circle, but just people in general. Like, sometimes they don't or can't support you because they can't see your vision.
Mm-hmm.
or sometimes they don't or can't support you because your dreams surpass their reality.
Ooh, that's
like,
the word.
And it's like, you know, if you can't relate to the future I see for myself, it's hard for you to support that. Because a lot of people, even when giving support, still think about themselves. As opposed to, hey, what can I give to my friend to make her a better person? Or make him a better person. It's still about them and their limited understanding.
The limited understanding.
So, I mean, I guess so, to answer the question would be yes and no. Because when I'm in need, like for the most part, they're there. If I got to pick up the phone and call somebody for something. But like, I have to be in need.
For you to ask.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's not like they calling me up and saying, hey, how's so-and-so going? You know, it's never, rarely, let me not say never, that's a bad word. It's rarely those type of conversations. It's usually, and then it's like, I don't call people and complain. Or, like, vent a lot. I usually tend to keep stuff to myself. But, like, in an event that I do, and then it's like, oh, I'll bring so-and-so up. Like, girl, I'm so stressed because so-and-so's happening. And, whoo, I don't know how I'm going to do this or do that. Or, but I'm about to keep pushing. Then that's when it'll be like, oh, well, you know, you got it. You can da-da-da-da-da. But it's never
just
coming into me. Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, yes and no. It's a tricky thing.
It's a tricky thing.
So the support is there, but I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Like, it has to be pulled from as opposed to just
giving.
Right. I don't know. What about y'all?
I don't know. Well, my friend circle is mainly consists of family for the most part. Friends who basically turned into family or friends who married into family. But yeah, for the most part, I'm going to say my support, like the circle that I get, I mean the support I get from my circle, my inner circle, is pretty good. I'm going to say 9 times out of 10, it's genuine. You got that little one, I'd be like, that bitch kind of borderline hating a little bit, but I'm going to let it go. We're going to be all right.
Or you saying right. something, or supporting because it's the right thing to do, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Right. Or because it will keep up your image that you're trying to portray to everybody.
True.
I'm that girl that supports my friend.
Mm-hmm.
When low key,
you don't ever give a damn.
Really?
You're a little envious.
Yeah. That's the perfect word right there.
Yeah. I've come across a lot of that, but, and I don't really see it, but I've had it that my husband may have pointed it out. Like, you don't notice she or...
I said, or one of us has pointed it out.
Oh, yeah.
What I'm saying.
I'm just like, it ain't none of y'all.
No, bitch, I know that me. You said your husband pointed it out, and I was like, oh, one of us has.
Truth.
Ding, ding,
truth,
ding.
Yes. Well, it's been pointed out. By people other than myself. So, yes. But, yeah. I mean, because career-wise, house-wise, relationship-wise, like, the life path that I have taken, I've seen, once it's been pointed out, then I was able to be like, oh, yeah, never really thought about that.
You're standing up too close to it.
Yeah.
You're standing back, they can see the bigger picture than you can, so they be able to tell you, hold up, keep your put that third eye out,
okay.
Baby. Uncover it.
Yeah, that was some of that intuition I may have been ignoring.
You know it's there.
Yeah.
You just didn't acknowledge it.
True.
We tend to do that when it comes to friends and family, though. Let that love outshine everything. That's not always a good thing.
Or remembering the person that you knew.
Ooh, as opposed to the person that they are currently.
True.
Okay.
True.
I hear that.
Yeah, my circle's small, too, so... I don't know. I just look at it like, okay, obviously y'all too. Hey, bitches.
Hey.
Okay. But then and then other than that, it's my little sister. Like, everybody else that I had kind of feel
bad.
Yeah. And like,
it's my little bougie boo.
Bougie butt. Yeah. But other than that, like, yeah, so far as that, yeah, I feel like I get enough support. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, I don't really reach out either too much to vent or, you know,
Yeah.
So when I get it though, it's genuine. And so I feel like my support is.
Now y'all making me feel like I was being shady or said something.
No, it's just like you said though. Your circle's just a little bigger than ours, of course.
Yeah, that's why I see.
And I was about to say maybe that's the thing too, because I have a core circle and then I got some people surrounding
on the outskirts, yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's a little both ways with both circles though. So I mean, it's not all bad. It's always all love.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, I don't know. My people are particular. And I know that they, you know, this is just how they are.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody.
And like you said about them dreams, like you said, if I'm reaching for the stars and you find where you at,
that's
then you're
thing.
Not going to understand my dream, my goal.
Right. And if your dream is to have the big house, the husband, the 2.5 kids, and a dog, and you reach that, but I'm still striving for mine, and them ain't my dreams, it's like, bitch girl, you need to chill out. You ain't about to, like, and it's like, no, sis, just because you where you wanted to be, this is your definite, that's not what I want.
Yeah.
That ain't the life I chose
or
for me.
Or friends feeling like the age that you are maybe or where you at now in life, you should be either further, or if you're not further, then okay, well, you need to let it go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bitch.
Damn.
Yeah, that's exactly what you do. Mind your business.
Right. You should just be supportive as a friend.
Stay in your lane.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane.
And you let people live the way they feel comfortable living.
To each his own. Like,
I will add to that though, because I value this more than anything. Your support to me is honesty. And I know people want support in different ways, they give it in different ways. Your support to me is to be honest with me. Whether you feel like it's going to hurt my feelings, or you think it's going to start an argument, or we're going to be mad at each other, or whatever. Right. I value that so much, and I rarely get it. And it's like I'm always out here giving honesty to people.
Mm-hmm.
Telling people how I completely feel, but it's like I rarely get that in return, and it just.
But we've touched on this a little bit before. Do you feel like they want that honesty though?
Regardless if you want it or not. But then my thing is, if you know that that's me and you know that's what I'm going to give you, don't bring it to me. So clearly you want it. If you come to me, it's other people you could talk to, or other people you can have come into that situation.
Yes, ma'am.
But if you come into me, you already know what you're going to get from me.
You ain't
so clearly you want it.
It won't be sugar-coated. Just know
at
that.
All.
Real raw and uncut.
So to follow up with, does your circle support you? Does your circle have support? Because I think that may have a lot to do with how they support you too. If they doing it on their own, sucking it out, they might feel like, shit. Yeah. Or shit, they might not have nothing to give to your ass. They can't support you because They got to keep it for themselves. Yes. My circle, though, all these bitches got support. All of them. I ain't nobody out here thugging nothing. Everybody got mamas.
Yeah.
Most of them got daddies.
Yeah.
Their kids' fathers all around. Mm-hmm. Or they have a significant other. They have friends. Like, nobody out here asked out. None of them.
Yeah.
So, bitches, ain't no excuse.
I try to be a little shoulder, a little support as much as I can, because I get that support, especially from the family. So I try to support others, try to bring them. I try to help people push towards their goal. If you say this is what you want to do, I'm going to do what I can on my part to help you get to where you're trying to be.
You got to first be willing to put that work in.
Exactly.
Because
I'm
going to
call
you
on your shit.
Oh, yes.
I will call you on your shit. Because I've had to do it a few times.
You
tell me you want to start this business, I'm going to push you. And I don't want to hear no shit. You tell me you trying to stop eating certain shit, I'm going to smack that motherfucking cheeseburger out your hand.
My cheeseburger!
I will see you. Even that, I'm gonna make your ass feel like the scum of the earth for eating the cow's butt cheeks.
Like, I can't.
I'm just saying.
Oh. That made my stomach burn.
Exactly. Look at that. See?
We don't want
no
cow butt cheeks.
That's the shit she gonna say. The support. Get it out your mouth.
Okay, watch this video real quick. You see what they doing to this thing right here? You sure you want that? This what you want.
That's
okay.
Gonna be in your inside.
Your insides. When you start looking like a pig and shit.
Y'all dirty.
You are what you eat.
Boinking and snorting and shit. Yes.
I feel like I'm supportive. I feel like sometimes I might be a little bit more supportive with other people's girls than my own. Mm-hmm. Shit, I'd be like, well, damn, that's right. What the fuck did you do?
For yourself, okay?
Hand to your goals, bitch. But yeah, I feel like I'm supportive, especially if I could fit it into my schedule. Mm-hmm. If it's a situation or something I got to go to or be at or whatever.
Yes, hunty.
And yeah, talking wise, I ain't no talker. I'm going to be honest, bitch. Don't call me. You can text me. Let me know the problem.
Don't call me.
And then we can work it out then. But I hate when people call me act like ain't nothing wrong. You like you just trying to talk, bitch.
And
tell me what's up.
With the bullshit.
Yeah, then you come with the bullshit.
Well, I just say what you guys say.
Say what you gotta
so
say.
Just don't know, don't call neither one of them because they not gonna answer text both of them, okay?
Text me first.
That'd you're right.
Send a text.
I don't have time to be sitting on the phone.
Send
with
a
nobody.
Text first.
Especially if you ain't talking about no money.
Ask the question.
Do not
can
call
you
me.
Talk?
Yes. Let me know what's the issue.
Like, and then I'm gonna say, nah, what's up?
See, that's when you got to ask the question first before you go.
Yes, don't ever text me. Can you talk? Because I'm clearly gonna be like,
no, not right now.
I'm busy. What's
why
that? What you need?
Yeah.
Text me. I can shoot you a text in 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. See. Yep.
I feel like if you call me, bitch, we gotta have a whole marathon.
Right.
I don't have time for that.
Now, if we in person, I'm all about it. Let's
that's
sit
different.
Down. Let's
that's
talk.
Different.
Like,
yeah,
that's
different. Because clearly, I have the time for it.
Mm-hmm.
If you hear
right
it,
here.
You know what I'm saying?
Jeez.
Like,
yeah,
no,
I'm not
time
a
for
phone
me.
Person. So if you want support that way, I ain't the one.
I'm not the one.
Shit, I'm sleep. Probably.
I'm probably.
That's probably what's happening.
Yeah.
Well, you can call me. Don't nobody call me. I just be doing nothing.
Call this
I be
bitch.
Doing
call this hoe.
I can give you a little bit of sound advice. You know, a little bit of something. I ain't gonna tell you no lie.
This is true.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
That's
no,
what
no. I don't be having time to lie. Mm-mm. I ain't got my not memory too
sure.
bad for lies.
Right?
I'm gonna forget everything I just told you. I promise you. So don't ask me again.
Because
I'm gonna
gosh.
Tell you, oh, girl, we talk about that. We did. Oh, I said that. Damn, I don't remember that. Mm-mm.
My bitch, you was lying.
Yeah, I probably was lying. So, yeah, no, I don't lie. I ain't got time for
no,
it. No,
nope. Lie.
If I tell you, I remember, I legit don't remember. Like, it's not because I lied. I legit, like, did this memory
mm-mm.
is jacked.
Mm-mm.
You gotta tell me the whole story. And then I'd be like, oh, yeah, that one time, right.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
So, is your circle on your level? So, it says mentally, spiritually, or emotionally. And if not, what is your workaround to making your relationships relatable?
Mm. I'm gonna say yes for the, yeah, my circle's on my level. Yeah. Yeah, we getting it.
Yeah, for the most part. Like I said, it's small, so.
Yeah, we here. We getting
it. My little sister, I mean, she's a little sister, so she's growing.
Right, right.
And I enjoy, like, being there for her and walking her through little shit here and there that she has tricky trouble. So, but other than that, yeah, my circle is pretty much, yeah, physically, mentally.
Mm-hmm. Spiritually,
yes, we moving forward.
I don't know about them emotions though. You know, we got
ooh,
some emotional
shit,
people
you
around these parts.
Bitch, I said mentally, spiritually, and emotionally.
Oh Lord,
mm-hmm. Them emotions though. Them emotions.
I don't know.
Emotions.
No, probably not. No. But that's just because I think you know, it's different people. Yeah, we just. I think it's because yeah, just being different people. Of course, mm-hmm. You're not gonna be emotionally probably on the same level, but. You could be spiritually, mentally on the same level.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For the most part, yeah. Yeah.
I'm about to say, yeah, for the most part with my friend circle, yes. And it's like all of us are at different stages in life.
Mm-hmm.
We're just doing different things, but we're all maturing together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody's on the same level in that aspect.
Ain't nobody thought no more.
How about
oh,
that?
God. I don't know if that's what I was getting at.
But that's what you meant, like,
But
weekend in the club.
Oh my Lord! See, that
busting
was never
it
my
down.
Life, though.
Not every Friday and Saturday. Are you?
Okay, every
not
Friday and Saturday.
Not no more.
That was
not
never me though.
That's all right, but you got your life in.
I know more. The DJ ain't seen
early.
You in a while.
Why y'all out here? This bitch was in a whole marriage over here. But no, I've just learned to take people for what they are. And deal with them how they present themselves,
mm-hmm.
Whether it be on my level or not. That's how I stay relatable. If we not eye to eye on something, bitch, what you got? This how you feeling? I'm gonna acknowledge that, and I'm gonna let you sit in that.
How about
and
that?
I'm gonna give you from where I am. Give to you from where I am in life.
Right. This is my experience. That's them jewels you drop. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Vice versa. Yep. If I'm lacking in some parts, or you've had a little bit more experience in that, you give to me that same way.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That's how we keep this on the popping.
Let them know.
Everybody
something.
Keep growing.
Okay.
Yeah. You might not catch it or need it right now, but shit. Eventually, you'll catch up. Mm-hmm. Somewhere in your life, you'll get there. Mm-hmm. And you'll remember what
you
I
might
said.
Look back and think when, exactly.
Remember, mm-hmm. when. Remember when this bitch said.
Uh-huh.
She said it to me.
I know she did.
I wish I would have listened then.
Man, how many of those do you have? Shoo. Like, if I knew what I know now, I probably wouldn't have ate that burger.
She tried to get everybody on the way Lord's plane.
Quit eating. No meat.
Okay.
Well, you know.
Okay.
Man meat is okay. Yeah, you can definitely that. Have that. That. That is part of your diet.
Keep there it you go. Life. Keep it strong. Keep it healthy.
Okay.
It's like a vitamin.
All right.
Basically.
All right. You won't need no facelift. Keep your jawbone tight.
Oh, no. Was that a shot?
Shit.
Obviously, you ain't doing it right.
Shit. She seems like jawbone. The best in the game. I don't know. Y'all see that video? Need to get it down there.
Down there.
Get this alive.
Shit, you might not have got it far enough down there. You need a facelift. I'm girl. Just saying.
Oh, jeez. This bitch always
tighten it.
Lord have mercy.
They used to call you jawbone. It's like, no.
She's an idiot.
Play too much. Oh my God. So I know y'all touched on this a little bit, Desi, you did. But how do you show support to those in your circle? You specifically, what do you do to
give it out?
With your bitches on. Go, bitch, go. I see you. Go, girl.
Guys, y'all know I'm the number one hype man in the world. You hear me?
In okay. the world, friend.
In the fucking world, okay? Right. I will size you up, hype you up. I will be there. Where you need me to be? With time? I'm going to be early. Probably okay. be there for you.
And I can contest that for real.
For real.
I'll be there before
early
y'all
bird. It's the worm.
Okay? But yeah, I'm all about it. I'm a motherfucking cheerleader. You hear me?
Yes, one of the best. Yes. For real.
I will say, I'll admit to this because I suck at keeping in touch. Like, that's not me. You, all my friends are mostly my friends from a distance. Like, I suck at keeping in touch. I got too much shit to do. And it's not that I don't love y'all the same, but like, I'm that friend. Well, y'all be talking to each other, like, you talk to D? Anybody talk to this bitch? Where she been at? But like, no, when I think of you, I will reach out. And it's always genuine love. I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. And then if I know you got some shit going on, I'm the opposite of that. I'm probably pestering your ass to death. Calling you every day, texting you like, bitch, you all right?
You good? What's going on?
I'm out at the store, so you need me to get... That's me. And it's like, you know, that's the best way I know how. And obviously, if you call me and tell me you need me or you need something, like, I'm dead. Like, as long as it's not interfering with my sanity, mm-hmm. my mental space.
Okay.
It's not taking me out of my character. No
your
kind of
energy.
Way.
I got you.
I promise.
Well, I'm the friend that's going to hunt your ass down. I will pop up at your house. Yes. If you don't answer your phone, I will knock on
lying.
Your door.
She is not.
And be out in the motherfucker, bitch. Don't show up to my shit unannounced. Shit.
I will knock on your door. I'm trying
she
to tell
lying,
you.
Y'all.
She'd have been in my house.
Man, what?
A few motherfucking times.
I sis.
Roll up on your ass.
No,
I ain't heard from you. I ain't
she
seen shit.
Pull up on you.
You in there?
That's emotion.
Damn right.
See that motherfucker to move?
Right. You on the worried way to work. Jolly as shit. Walking down the motherfucking hill. Here she come. Pulling up. Hey! That's how she says it. Hey! She don't call your name. Hey! That's her. I'm like, get your ass in the car.
Right.
Ass truck with the tent. Excuse me? Who is this?
Right. Whose man's is this?
Who man's? Exactly.
Who are you, sir? Are you Lois?
Keep she walking the window down. Down.
No,
I'm going to make your ass this. Sex trafficking is serious. Put up on me like that. Fuck. Oh, she'll do it. She is a very good
girl.
streets like her ass will come pull up on you for sure.
And just know, I don't give a shit if you got a doorman at your building, security or whatever. I'm getting up to your I don't care. I'm getting in there.
Y'all always see the movies with a nigga trying to get past security.
Take me with you because I get your pass.
Get that nigga on chase. That's this one right here.
Get your pass. I'm just telling you. Let you know. With charm. They be like, yeah, hey, yeah, you see.
Yeah, she will butter their ass up. Probably get the key to your
fat. You come home and that bitch sitting on your
sitting
couch.
Bitch, I called you.
Where you been? I ain't heard from him. I had to make sure you was still alive.
Oh, no.
And do all
Bertram,
that.
Bertram, you are fired.
Anyway. But yes, gosh. I'm that friend. Know me.
Yes. And I love you for it.
Right.
After I'm over being annoyed.
It's like, God damn, this bitch always gotta do something.
No, what's her famous line? Are you egging me? Bitch, no.
Ignoring me. I see you.
But you don't fuck with me no more. I fucks with you.
Yes.
Bitch. Crazy.
Damn.
These two will go MIA on you.
Oh, damn,
listen, no. I have grown from that. I don't do that no more.
I think I'm not no more.
I don't do that no more.
I think I might have broke them out of it. They got tired of me hunting their asses down.
Back in the day, I was famous for
that. This bitch gonna call me anyway. She gonna pop up.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just
be around.
Change jobs and the bitch found out. This is my first day. What you doing here?
Like, I heard you down Southwest now.
I told you. Who you know?
Damn it. So, but I was flagging by your job.
Oh, no,
you wasn't. Where you was at? No, you wasn't.
I got sources.
Sources.
Who saw me?
Because she was a crazy bitch in her former life.
That's what that was. Mm-hmm. Still got flashes of it popping out right now and then.
Right, maybe a little bit. Y'all don't tell my secrets.
See, it's out. It's out to the masses now. Ain't no hiding.
No.
So, what challenges do you face in your circle?
Wow. My time. Talking.
Give me your time?
Yeah. On the phone. Okay. Like I said. Like you said, as far as keeping in touch, I probably don't do that as much. But because of my small circle, now everybody, I think, understands that now that I'm not like a phone person. So I don't have a problem no more. I'm pretty good.
So we accept that shit.
Yay.
That's why I be texting your ass novels. That's why. I could call you and say it, but you ain't gonna answer, Seth.
So funny.
Read it, bitch. Read the whole thing.
She keep my
and then tell me.
Keep my vocabulary on point.
Okay. These big old SAT words and stuff.
Oh, I don't need auto spell. I had a spelling test the other day. Reading them.
Okay. Shoot, she can keep your reading skills on point. You gonna learn something. You know, you learn something new every day.
Okay. But yeah, other than that though, I don't feel like I do. Yeah, I don't feel like I have any challenges. How about you?
Yeah, challenge.
You do?
Y'all have us be busy. And my ass be lonely. You know, you can't talk to your husband about everything.
Right.
You motherfucking crazy.
What?
She.
I mean, granted, yeah.
I mean, you should be. You should
I mean, say, granted, you be yeah. My husband. I know I can, but
his ass be busy too.
Shit. Oh, okay.
Oh no, you never too busy for me.
Okay.
You better
be at work.
You better listen to this.
You better go in that dirty ass stall we was just talking about. He
be trying. He be trying to answer all the time. No, he do. He be like, I'm with the director. I'll call you back. Yeah. He give me the quick joint. Call you back. Love you. Love you too. Here you come. Gotta go. Yeah. But yeah, that's just it. Everybody be busy. I be bored.
So
they might get a random bored video from me.
Oh my God, yes.
All the time. I'm so bored.
She be like, go on polo, y'all. I'm like, okay, I'm serious. I'm in there tucking this shit. I'm working like a motherfucker. I'm tucking like, oh shit. She said, let me go look. Oh, what the fuck is going on?
I'm bored.
Right, bitch. it's a business.
It'd be a little random rant. It'd be stupid, though. Let me talk about nothing.
Well, we love her. It wouldn't be Shay. It wouldn't be Shay if it wasn't her. We wasn't done that way.
So, I'm about to, I guess, take it a little left field. Uh-oh. Okay. I feel like y'all bitches being nice right now. That's what I feel.
To who?
I know.
Y'all have a friends.
What other friends?
Where they at?
Wait.
Oh, please.
Associates.
It's one more.
Or people that and I'm half. Cool with. You know what I'm saying? But then that I talk to on a regular basis that I would consider my friend. They don't know my business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't know what's going on right now in my life. But what I post. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Losing I have their word number. Friend loosely.
Right.
This is just me in general. My biggest issue just in life is trusting somebody completely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. That's
and with the friend aspect. Okay.
Hey, how you doing?
I got you on that one.
Small casual conversation.
Maybe I need to take a step back. Maybe that's
you
the thing.
You start categorizing these hoes.
Mm-hmm. But so like, my biggest thing is, and I don't know how this is going to translate, but like, I pay attention to how my friends, I'm using air quotes, are about their other friends,
air quotes,
how they are with me. And sometimes, like, they don't paint y'all bitches in the best light. I'm just saying. But it's like, they root for and praise these people.
Mm.
Like, they celebrate them.
Mm.
But I don't get that same shit in return.
Whoa. Right.
So you feel like it's
so it's different. Like, yeah, so I'm trying to figure out how to put this the nicest way possible.
They're not the same person with you as they are with
the other friends.
They're not consistent.
But then it's like, you know, I know what you say about these girls behind closed doors.
But kiki and smiling and all that other shit in their face.
Giving
like,
them so much love. You celebrate these friendships. But then come to me, and it's like a dark
okay, so
night.
When you deal with that, do you ever, because I just thought what you saying that in my head, what I would feel, do you ever feel like, well, bitch, what
they
do you
doing
say?
It for me.
Yeah.
Yes, them. That's my thing. That's
when
what I'm saying.
There,
I got a thing
to
trust.
Them.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you know, I don't know how my friendship with said person translates to their other friends because I'm not celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
Maybe you're not even talked about at all. That's what you're saying?
I doubt that. Because ain't no way you coming to me, giving me all the tea about
and you ain't
this bitch. And you ain't telling nobody what's happening with me. There's no way. I cannot.
It's possible, though.
I can't believe that, though. Me, I cannot believe that. Mm-hmm. You can't come to me and be like, bitch, you know, so-and-so did this and that and da-da-da-da. And I know that we've had conversations about some shit that is going on. Are you not going back to them? Your friends.
Girl, they know your business.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
because whoever it is can't hold water, obviously. Because they telling you everything.
I feel like everybody does that, though.
But then, hold on.
Everybody's gossip, don't
you? Do that, but then when we all together in one room, they still act shady, or not shady, different.
But then, like, I'm never in the same room with them and their friends.
Got you. So you don't get the
I got me and my friend.
They don't run in the same.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. It's me and my friends. Mm. And then it's them and their friends.
Mm-hmm. See, I couldn't deal.
And that goes to you can't mix both circles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can't put both sets of friends.
I mean, you can. It's rare occasions when it's like all a big thing.
Yeah.
If it's like some type of celebration or something like that. Yeah. And it's like, it's never any bad vibes, ever. Because I don't allow it to be. But it's like, you know, and then another thing, I'm real aloof. I don't pay attention to what other bitches doing. I don't if you talking about me or, like, feeling the way, like, I would never know.
That's because they
unless you come to
phony.
Me and say it, like, so if it is something going on or if they are feeling the way or, I don't know, something's off, I would never know.
Because
I ain't paying that much attention. That's not what I'm there for.
True.
So, I don't know. Ooh, but, like, that's the thing with me. And it's just, like, I pay attention to what y'all, and I'm saying y'all because I'm grouping all you bitches in the circle.
Right.
Just how you are with your other people.
Mm-hmm.
And if I ain't getting that same love, or, like I said, if it's on the flip side, and it don't feel like it's love, then I wonder.
No.
Mm-hmm. I really do. Like, this human. Like, I'm going to be like, damn, well, maybe I should shut the fuck up.
That's right.
I was about to tell this bitch about what happened last week, but now
psychoboo.
Let me write it down and burn it. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, I'm one of those friends that be like a vault. Mainly because I got a bad memory.
I'm about to say, this bitch don't remember nothing.
I don't remember shit.
I bring it up again. She don't. Oh, you did say that? Bitch, mm-hmm. I said that.
Yep. You can vent. You can tell me any secret it is. 9 times out of 10, I ain't going to remember after you tell me.
Oh, bitch.
Just, it's just like writing it down and burning it, damn it. You wrote it down. It was written down in my brain, and then it burned.
That's how it happened. She burned it in her brain.
Exactly.
It's done. It's a wrap.
It will never be spoken of again unless you bring it up. It won't be passed on. I don't pass notes. Mm-mm. Nope.
That's good to know.
Yeah, I know that for sure with this one.
And I don't judge.
It's still a hint of skepticism.
I don't judge.
Listen, I'm keeping it real. Like, it's always something in the back of my mind. It's like, that's why I own everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing I tell you that you can use against me. Exactly. I don't give a fuck how fucked up it is. Because I'm never going to deny it.
That's all I'm saying. Well, why most people live like that? So yeah. That in that case, it wouldn't even matter. If I could say something to you, then I can say it to that bitch. And right. I can say it to that bitch. Yep. I have no problem with saying it. So it would never be so-and-so said this, or, oh, I found out so-and-so.
Yeah, there's never nothing you can
like, why? No.
It's never going to be something where it's just like, oh, why did you tell? I didn't want people to know. Like, I wouldn't have told you if I wanted to stay close-lip. Uh-huh. Like, I would have kept it to myself.
Yeah, I think that's why I keep my shit so small. I don't have time because I'm a one fight, and I'm too old to be fighting now.
But I think, too, because I let stuff roll off the chest, like,
fuck it.
I cannot give my energy to dumb shit like that. That doesn't stop my mind from having a second and be like, this bitch. But, like, I can't give energy to that.
But, see, then
like,
that's my thing, too. Okay, no energy for it, so that means you shut down. I will just let that friend completely go, and I've done it before. When you are not friends anymore, period.
And if it was, like, recurring or, like, a problem, then bitches is gone.
They gone. Mm-hmm.
They gone. Y'all know 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's all I got. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't a bunch of y'all around. And I guess that's kind of going to lead into the next thing. So, like, when you think about the phrase, no new friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, does that apply to your circle?
I would say no. I'm willing to make new friends. You know what I'm saying? I have in the past. Like, it's some cool bitches out there that I fucks with.
I made a new friend at work.
Yay! Mostly
from
work.
Shout out to work friends.
Yes, I was about to say mostly from work, I believe. So, I'm cool with that or whatever. Like I said, I'm just not a communicator anyway. So, we ain't going to be tight friends, probably. Not as tight as y'all hoes. But we can be friends, and we can go out if you choose every now and then and all that shit. But
we friends, and her kids and her grandbabies like me, so.
Aww,
yay.
How cute.
Oh, yes.
They be asking about me. So cute.
Look at this bitch. Made
yeah,
look
at made a friend bitch.
Come on. I'm so happy for you.
We share it. We
share it. I don't gather that none of us do, for real, if I'm being honest. I don't like people in general.
Yeah.
I love y'all. Like, I swear, it's all love, but, like, people get on my damn nerves.
I agree.
But, like, as far as the new friends, like, I'm open to that.
Mm-hmm.
If I feel that we have a connection, I don't care who you are, where you from,
yep.
What type of connection is, I'm going to explore. That's just my nature. Now, if the shit don't work out, I mean, then we just needed that connection for a moment. Like, I just
for a season.
Right.
Yep. Sometimes it's like
and that. It's okay when I cut you off because we just
and
don't
we can
have
still
that
be
connection
cool
no
when
more.
We cut
or
off.
We cannot.
Or that.
I mean, that's
damn,
what
happened?
Like, look, but no. It's never like,
applaud you speak.
Oh, I hate hey. You. But it's just like, you know, you're just not my person anymore.
Not your cup mm-hmm. of tea.
Like, you know, and I've had some of those recently. So if I don't talk to you anymore, and I don't owe your ass no explanation.
That is for damn sure. Okay.
So, we are not on the same. What we said earlier, are you on the same level?
Is you on the same
mentally,
level?
Mentally, spiritually, we were not.
How about that?
The vibe is gone.
All right.
But it's still all love. You can hit me up. Hey, girl, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Life. That's
life.
The answer. You ain't getting no details. Like, don't call me.
He wants the tea. I want the tea. What's
you
going on?
You won't be getting none of this tea. No.
But no, my core friends, I just feel like, where the fuck are y'all going to go?
Not a mother.
I'd have been friends with
to hell if we don't
this care. Bitch for 30 years.
30 years. It's the same box.
Was we supposed to say that?
We the mother whole hoes over here.
Shit, what? 20 years?
20 years.
Like, where y'all gonna go? I don't care if you been a grimy bitch. Like, you check that shit when you come around
okay.
me.
Okay.
But, like, you're not about to go nowhere. Like,
we got old school merge friendships over here. Okay?
You know, that is the perfect. That is the perfect example. Yes.
Ain't no divorce.
You just listen.
Phone life.
Time. Stop. Take your bitch.
That's so right.
But guess what?
I'm going to see your ass.
Show okay. Show is. And get all up in your shit about it, too.
Yes.
But I'll be back. I'll be back. Don't worry. I'll be back.
That's the first thing Danae said. September. At this bitch party.
She oh, yeah. Well, we not doing that shit.
She said, where the hell have you been?
Uh-oh.
Bitch, where you been?
Skew.
I was meditating and hibernating.
Man, what? Came back a new woman. A bitch new got bitch. Skinty and shit.
Had
she
was showing
the fuck off.
She had a new attitude.
You hear me? I glow up or something.
Yes. Man, what? Yes.
Be like that. Sometimes you need that time. Yeah. It's all right.
Man, what happened to me?
We them friends and be like, this should just say what happened to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, this is shit. I'm slacking.
Get back on my shit real quick. Oh.
It's all right. It's okay.
Let me guess. Shout out to the core friends.
Yes,
I love you, bitch and Billy. So I'm a shout y'all out real quick. Shout out to y'all. Y'all know who y'all are.
Woohoo! Love you.
Shout out to the outer circle.
Okay.
Hand clap for y'all too.
It's
for continue to let me know where you at. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh Lord.
I have maybe one or two that like are genuine good people, but it's like they're never going to be who y'all are, but like yes. They're my folks.
Okay, shout out to True Sisterhood so, over here.
Okay. Okay,
how about that?
Okay.
Okay,
shout out to us. But yes, you know, whatever y'all doing, however y'all living life out there, I truly hope that you have the support of your circle. Is so important.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's one of the fundamental values of having a friendship. Like, I cannot be your friend if you can't support me. Mm-hmm. And vice versa.
Yep.
That's just my take on things. You know?
You heard.
Support. And just like that, support us. The fuck?
Okay. Be your friends now, bitch. Okay.
Shit.
You don't got my phone number, bitch, but you got my email.
Okay.
Send it in.
Got that Instagram.
Okay.
Support me. Okay. Support me.
So, every week in people's lives, you should be learning something new.
Yeah. So, amen.
What have you ladies learned today?
You sound like an infomercial.
What have you learned today? Yeah. Or this week?
So, if you listen back, we did do this on our pilot episode.
Yes.
But bitches got carried away and we forgot last month.
Because we had knowledge on
but
our brain.
This is important.
Talking about brain.
Okay.
We got a little carried away.
This is important. Just to, I guess, keep us grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And let y'all know we ain't always with the bullshit. Most of the time. But not all the time. Like, we be on some real shit sometimes.
Truth.
So, this week. What you learn this week, boo?
I have learned to always listen to your inner voice.
How about that?
That bitch, that shit
yes,
saved
you did,
this
bitch,
week.
Okay.
Saved our lives, okay?
Yes.
So, when you get that little inkling or that little feeling or that little thought like, I'm not listen to it. Trust me. Trust your instincts.
Yes, please.
Because they will not lead you wrong.
At all.
You need
even if you don't know what it is immediately.
Exactly.
Air on the side of caution.
Air on the what?
Because yes, it's there. It's there for a reason.
It's there for a reason.
Got that little ping.
Yeah.
For a reason.
You not tripping.
You not. That's the main thing. You not tripping. Right. You know something up. Something is awry.
Them your spidey senses, okay?
Okay.
When your spidey senses get the tingling, listen, okay? Pay attention.
Yes.
Take heed.
That's good.
Yes.
That's a good one.
That's a word.
That's a word, okay?
Yeah, snap on that. So one of the things that I learned this week is that people do not deserve access to me. Certain people don't deserve it, okay? You don't deserve my energy, my time, and I'm going to stop giving it to people.
Okay.
I'm going to stop. And I mean in my DMs. I'm talking about text messages, phone numbers, calls, text, whatever. You don't deserve access. Some people feel like they know you or they have access to you more than they do. I'm going to start pushing this back. Okay? Push back and let people be where they are, because I refuse to give my energy, my time, and my access to people that don't deserve it.
Girl, let them fall by the wayside.
How about that?
Wash the dust.
So I guess mine is kind of on the same lines. I've learned this week to save some for myself. Save it for myself. Like, because my heart is huge and I love passionately. And this extends to everybody. Not just people I know, strangers. Like, I'm out here checking for everybody all the time. And my instinct is to give my all the time. And that's very unhealthy. Mm-hmm. Because then I'm depleted. Mm-hmm. And I don't have nothing left for me. When I get home at night, what do I do?
Sleep. Because you drained.
I have given all that I have throughout my day. And it's like, I don't like coming home like that. I want to come home and still have some left for D. So that's what I learned this week, to save some for myself.
Yes.
Right, if then. I feel like you're doing too much, you're requiring too much of me at the moment, listen, I love you. But right now, holding on to this, I'm putting it in my pocket. I'm going to say that for me. I'm going to save it for me.
Indeed.
So, yes.
It's a good lesson.
Let me know what y'all learned this week. I hope y'all out here learning, reading a book, talking to your friends, getting some advice. Heeding to the advice.
Okay.
Heed it. Mm-hmm. Don't just listen to the motherfucker. Put it into practice.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck you say, Liz? Listen to your intuition.
Yes.
Stop giving these niggas access. And I don't mean niggas like men. Niggas period. People. Everybody does not deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't give them access, what you got? You got something for yourself.
How about that?
Hey. All right now.
That was nice.
So to keep on topic, I'm going to leave y'all with this. You cannot be friends with people who want to be you, outdo you, keep up with you, compete with you, duplicate you, steal from you, participate in gossip about you, or be in your business. Those are not friends. Those are frenemies. Mark them and put distance there. Thank you to whoever this random girl was that posted this on Facebook. Because, sis, you hit it on the money.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. On the money, okay?
Mm.
You know, I ain't got nothing else to say.
I mean,
what else do you need to say, okay? That's the word there, you know.
Speak. All right, now.
Put some distance there. What I said in the beginning?
Okay.
Love you from a distance.
Okay. Love you from a distance.
All right, y'all. So we want to thank y'all for listening. Yeah. This has been another episode of Let Me Say This. And as always,
shine, black bitch, shine.